Governor Patrick will file legislation today to dramatically change the state's juvenile sentencing laws. Under the plan, the age for juvenile jurisdiction would be raised from 17 to 18, and nearly all juvenile cases would stay in juvenile court, even murder cases. In most juvenile murder cases, sentences of life without parole would not be possible, with parole eligibility coming after 15 to 25 years in jail. Gail Geringer is a former juvenile court judge, and in her current role as Massachusetts child advocate, she advised the governor on sentencing policies, and she joins us now. Gail, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
You're welcome, Bob. I'm happy to be here.
Gail, as you know, some prosecutors say the law, the plan, is too lenient to make young people found guilty of murder eligible for parole in as little as 15 to 25 years. As a supporter of this plan, respond to that.
The governor has done a very good job of developing a comprehensive plan of which sentencing for juveniles accused of murder is one piece. And that his parole eligibility is just that, is parole eligibility. The Supreme Court said that this sentence of life without parole should be an extremely rare sentence, and I think that the governor's bill accurately addresses that.
And when you say eligibility, what you're trying to say there is eligibility is not a guarantee of parole. That would still have to be decided by a state panel.
That's correct. It would be decided by the parole board later on when the youth has had an opportunity to demonstrate that he has achieved, you know, a level of maturity and is ready to rejoin society.
Well, we said earlier the governor's plan would require nearly all juvenile cases to be tried in juvenile court, including murder cases, and critics question whether the juvenile court system can actually handle that. Here's a soundbite of the Cape and the Islands District Attorney Michael O'Keefe.
The juvenile court simply isn't equipped to try complex cases, and each murder case is a complex case, to be sure.
Gail, as a former juvenile court judge, what's your take on that?
Well, I think it's somewhat ironic for the district attorney to say that at this point in time, given that the juvenile court had been handling murder cases up until the mid-90s. Certainly, the juvenile court currently handles very complex cases, everything short of a murder case.
O'Keefe also says trying murder cases in juvenile court will weaken the mission system of helping young offenders get back on the right track. What's your response to that?
I totally disagree with that statement. I think that the whole focus of the juvenile court and the governor's bill is to recognize that youth are different from adults. And by keeping these cases, even those juvenile accused of the most heinous crime of murder, keeping those cases in the juvenile court provides an opportunity for both the court and the Department of Youth Services to provide the kind of services that these juveniles can use to allow them to regain society at a later point in time.
Some prosecutors argue that there are some teens who cannot be rehabilitated and that any sentence should match the seriousness of the crime. And I think what you're saying is that kind of flexibility will be reflected in the way these cases are handled following conviction.
What the bill would provide for is an individualized sentencing hearing. There are a lot of safeguards provided. Look, let there be no mistake. The governor is very concerned about public safety. But he also realizes that you should be given an opportunity at a later point, a possibility of demonstrating that they have availed themselves of services, they've matured, and that they are in a position to join us again in society.
I'm wondering if you think this measure goes far enough for you. Is even this measure too strict and too punishment-laden for you? Because you've called for never permitting life without parole for a juvenile offender in light of research about the still-developing brains of adolescents. Is the governor still too tough for you?
I wouldn't phrase it as too tough. I think the governor listened very, very carefully to my opinion and those of others. I've been on the record for several years, well before the Miller decision, advocating the elimination of juvenile life without parole outright. And my views on that haven't changed. As the independent child advocate, I'm going to continue to advocate for abolition of this penalty while supporting the governor's bill in the numerous other respects that I think it is a terrific bill.
How do you rate its chances of passage in the legislature with prosecutors basically saying this law is too lenient and defense attorneys probably saying it's too tough?
We have four other bills out there right now on the table. I think there's going to be a lot of lively discussion, and I'm hopeful that everyone will listen respectfully to everyone else and that the the governor's bill or something very much like it will be enacted.
Gail Gehringer, child advocate for Massachusetts, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me, Bob.